Aussie icons. Their blood, sweat and tears, their struggles and their legacies.
That's alive.
Telling me. Three.
The men and women who shaped our great southern land. Not many Australians can aspire to such a regard in the eyes of the rich, famous and powerful. Confidant to the Queen, international trendsetter, movie star, trusted advisor of American presidents. As far as Australian icons go, it could only be our very own Dame Edna Everidge.
You'd laugh at anything. Thank goodness.
From humble roots in the rural city of Wagga Wagga, Edna May Breasley set out on a life of extraordinary adventure. She married and settled down with Norm Everidge in Moonee Ponds, after which she made her Melbourne stage debut on December 19, 1955, sharing her experiences as an average Australian housewife. Her fame spread, and no longer confined to being the wife of Sir Norm, she spent her time jet-setting the globe between her homes in London, Sydney, Los Angeles, Switzerland, and Martha's Vineyard, and visiting world leaders.
But I will be wearing a headscarf that the Queen gave me. It's a horrible thing. It's in polyester, with pictures of dogs with their tongues hanging out on it. She should have given it to Camilla, but she gave it to me.
Tragedy has not allured her. In 1988, after many years of suffering a testicular murmur, husband Sir Norm lost his battle to cancer. The non-for-profit Friends of Prostate was inaugurated by Everidge in his honour, along with the World Prostate Olympics.
My own charity for prostate charities, I do. I organised that huge prostate rally in Hyde Park. Unfortunately, it had to be cancelled because, well, cost of the additional toilet facility.
Her charitable character doesn't stop there, however. She's developed a keen social confidence, encouraging her audiences to adopt an African child from that country where Madonna does her shopping. A film, TV and stage star, Everidge has performed or made appearances across the world to adoring crowds eager for her sought-after advice. According to Everidge, she's probably the most gifted woman in the world today. Housewife, investigative journalist, social anthropologist, talk show host, swami, children's book illustrator, spin doctor, megastar and icon. An Australian icon for a world in need. God save our Dame.
I didn't want to be the climax of the show tonight, but that's what's happened.
Dame Edna Everidge, another Aussie icon.